Blog Talk Radio.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Psalms 37. 23 through 25. Good afternoon, everyone. 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, January 28, 2019. And it is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is having a grand and thanking the Lord for blessing us to see it. We are so glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatty from the Word hope that you allow God's Word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there's so many paths out there too. We here at Chatting from the Word are very delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. You know, it's grand. It's good to be with you today at We hope everyone is doing great and had a great weekend last weekend. And I hope yesterday you got a chance to go worship the Lord, being the first day of the week. I know at this time we are dealing with inclement weather, and the roads are snowy and icy and cold. Like it is today, we've been having, in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, we've been having pretty good snowfall, and our temperature is dropping and dropping and dropping. They said we're going to be below zero, 20 below zero tonight. And it's going to get real chilly here in the Ohio Valley. But you know what? When you're inside, when it's warm and everything, you'll be all right. We hope that you're inside today where it's warm. So if you are, if you're inside where it's warm, if it's cold where you are, why don't you just sit a spell? Go get a nice hot cup of coffee, a nice cup of chocolate, and just stretch out for a little while in your recliner or in your bed or whatever you may be. And just relax a little while you listen to the voice of Brother Oscar for the next 50 minutes. Listen to him, listen to the songs and him bringing you a lesson to help put a snap in your Christian walk. We're so glad to be with you today, and like I said, we hope that we can put a snap in your Christian walk to bring some joy today in your life. You know, sometimes we just need to allow the Lord to rejuvenate us sometime and to bring a little joy in our lives today. You know, sometimes the world got so many problems as it is for us as Christians to be always with our head down and sad, worried. So we hope Brother Oscar can bring a snap in your Christian walk today. How about that? Is that all right with you? I hope it is. We're gonna play a selection for you, okay? Just hold on. We're gonna get a selection for you, and we hope this song will bring a little joy in your day. Okay. Bring a little joy in your day. Here you go. That was all competitors. Well, with my soul. We hope it's well with your soul this afternoon. And as we just said, we hope you're somewhere warm and got your heat on and it's just cozy where you are. And you're staying out the element if you can. But if you just need to be out there, be careful. Because here in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, in around Dayton, is the roads out there is pretty slick. So at this time of the year, you got to be careful. And then the deal is the cold is going around. Many people are catching the flu and all that. So you go to the grocery store be careful even when you go around people. Be careful because that old man winter is here. And you know, old man winter being here, people get sick. And when it's us senior citizens and up in age, we got to be careful. We got to be careful, okay? We hope you caught the program this morning, chatting from the Word on YouTube. And we hope that you enjoy the lessons that we're bringing on that back to the basics and coming from Galatians. And I believe on next Monday, we will be coming from Galatians, the fourth chapter. And the reason why we are doing that, because I believe that we need sometimes a little reminder of how we became to be in the body of Christ and became a member of the Christ's body. And that's the best way Brother Oscar can put that. So we hope you are watching or watching it or have already watched it. And if you're watching it, besides listen to me now, subscribe to our show on YouTube. Subscribe to our show and like our show. And if you like it, let me know. Let me know if you like it. Give me a thumbs up. If you don't like it, give me a thumbs down. I don't mind being criticized. I'm not a big a booger bear. That's the best way I can put it. And if you don't like it, just give me a thumbs down. That's fine. But if you want to contact me on the show, if you want to talk with me on the show right now, or if you want, if you have any prayer requests that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have just want to talk with Brother Oscar or have a prayer request, or if you disagree with something Brother Oscar have been teaching on both shows, the number is 657-3-0-8-8-3. We hope you call in today. Call in and talk with your brother here. I don't mind talking with you by anything you want to talk about. If you have a problem that you want to talk about, we can do that. Like I said, you want to discuss something that you're having problems with biblically, we can discuss that. Because sometimes we just need someone to talk to and to just talk with and to be able to soothe our minds sometimes. Isn't that right, my friend? Sometimes we just need to hear a voice or two to soothe our mind. I don't know about you, my friend, but just to hear God's word sometimes soothe my mind. So the number is, as I just said, is 657-383-0883. We're going to wait for your call. And here on Blog Talk Radio, chatting from the Word, we hope you're listening to our radio program. We're on 5 days a week, Mondays through Fridays, 2 o'clock. And this being the first day, Monday, that we start and we end on Friday. And we hope that you call in between those times while we're on. Now, after 3, you can't call in no more. It's too late then. We off the air and we out the studio and But right now, you can call in. You can call in and talk to your brother if you want to do that. But if you're listening, listen to our radio program and follow us here at Blog Talk Radio. We also on Twitter. We pass the show to Twitter, to Facebook, to LinkedIn, and follow us and listen to our program. And as I just said, we hope we put a snap in your Christian walk. And sometimes when life gets us down, we just need to hear some positive thoughts from God's Word sometimes. Because the world has so much negative that's going around. You turn on the TV, you hear negative stuff on the news. You see a negative movie. You see a not-so-wholesome movie nowadays. So a program like this one, it worth its weight in gold. Okay, we're going to play another selection for you, okay? And we're going to get another selection for you. Here we go. We hope you enjoy. Harmony, humble yourself. Sometimes humility is one of the hardest lessons for all of us to learn. But you know what? Jesus, unless you humble yourself as his little child, ain't no way you get to heaven. Ain't no way you get to heaven unless you humble yourselves. All right, we're going to have prayer time. If you have a prayer request that you want to call in, this is the time to do it. Our number is 303-083-8383. If you have a prayer request that you want to call in, the number is 657-383-0883. All right. It was the psalmist who says 121, in my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Let's pray, our Father. Father, we're so thankful to you this afternoon. Thank you, Father, for creating this universe in which we live. Father, you formed and the world and molded it in a sphere. Oh, Father, you formed us, your man, from the dust of the ground and breathed through his nostrils the breath of life. Oh, Father, we thank you this afternoon for allowing us to see another day. Oh, Father, we pray that we never forget all of your wonderful benefits that you bless us with 24/7. Father, you are always blessing us. And Father, we know that you have our back, Father, and we thank you so much for that. Oh, Father, we thank you for Jesus this afternoon. We thank you for allowing him to come down in this cruel world and die a cruel death. Hung on the cross, but the beautiful part about it, he rose the third day, being the first day of the week, Father. And we thank you for that. Oh, Father, we come praying for our listeners. We pray, Father, that they may listen and they learn something this afternoon. We pray that we can bring a snap in that day, Father. We pray whatever is ailing them that they can find relief for, Father. But, Father, we pray they can find relief in you, that they talk with you. Sometimes, Father, just a little talk with you make all things all right. Come praying for the government in which we live, Father. We pray, Father, that they can get along and in harmony in a world where there's no harmony. Oh, Father, we pray that they would never make a law forbidding us to worship you and to study your word and to praise you evermore. And, Father, we pray for our young people. We pray that you be with them, help them in a world that don't really respect you anymore, in a world that is topsy-turvy and turvy-topsy, in a world where right is wrong and wrong is right. Be right, young people. Help them, those that are in the body of Christ, to stand and be the light and show other young people how to be the light. And, Father, we come praying for our program, Chatting from the Word. We pray, Father, that you help us to keep us on the air. Help us to keep on teaching the word of your word. Father, we come praying for our message this morning. We pray that hit 10 years and may help someone to grow thereby. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. And amen. We want to thank you for praying along with us, and we hope and pray that we have said something to help you during the day and this afternoon, or whenever you are listening to our program here. Because Oscar recognized sometimes it gets so tough out there, and we just need to just have a prayer session at times. You understand, Brother Oscar, trying to say sometimes prayer works at times. No, all the time prayer works when we are praying up to the Father. God James said, James 5 says the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. All right. You know, if you've been listening to me for quite some time, we've been asking for sponsorship here on Chatting from the Word. And we need your help to bring this program to the airways. We need your help to keep Chatting from the Word alive and well. You know, it's something to allow a program like this to die when it's bringing so much joy to the listeners, when it's helping those that need to be lifted up during the day, is helping those to find Jesus Christ. But if Oscar do not soon enough to get someone to say he will help you financially, I would have to evaluate the things that we're doing here at Chatting from the Word, because Brother Oscar is going, I mean, every month I'm going in the red or whatever, and I'm having a hard time paying my bills. So if you can sponsor me, that would be a blessing. If you can help Brother Oscar to keep chatting from the Word on the air, chatting from the Word on the airways, and talking about the beautifulness of heaven. And as I just said, helping those to find Jesus Christ. And churches, if we have been an aid in helping others to come and to your body and where you are located at, ministers, elders, and deacons, put us in your budget for 2019. Help Oscar to keep this program on the air. And members, if you're on it, you can help us out here too. Send me $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 a month. Whatever your finances can spare. And that would be appreciated. Think about it. If everyone that listened to me send me $1, man, we can have this program going on. You give it an Oscar, we can have this program going on. And, of course, we're looking, and we're going to soon be looking for a co-host. If any brother out there who wants to come on the radio and be with Brother Oscar as he broadcasts this program, you can host co-host with me and want to bring a lesson, get in contact with me. I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox. Or you can send me an email to my email address, which is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can visit my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and send me a line or two. But while you're at my webpage, we do have a bookstore on the webpage. I have authored 2 books, Grace in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sells for $21.50. And if you're interested in both books are $43. Now, come on. I know you can buy a book from Brother Oscar. I've had many visit my webpage, but not too many are buying my books. Now, come on now. And then if you claim you can't afford it, you all who claim that, we got a payment plan. We got an answer for you for everything. I'm telling Brother Oscar you can't afford it. Pretty soon, I'm going to think something's going on, man. Y'all don't like Oscar or something. I don't know. But come on, brothers and sisters, let's support each other. All right? Don't let me down. All my books, and when you order a book from Off York Publishing, you also are supporting the program, Chatting from the Word. Like I say, I'm going to have to reevaluate our program and do the best that I can do. Like I say, Oscar is not a rich man. I'm a poor man, and I'm losing. I'm in the hole every month. It doesn't make any sense, okay? So if you can help me out, churches. Help me out, members. Help me out, those by this program here. Help me out. I'm begging, yeah. Oh, bro, Oscar, stop begging. No, I'm not going to stop that. I need your help, my brothers and sisters, to keep chatting from the Word around. It'd be senseless to allow this program to just hit the just go by. That's the best way, brother Oscar, can explain it. All right, we're going to play another selection for you. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to play another selection for you. Be there momentarily. Enjoy. Yeah. Amen. I am so glad I know him, and I'm so glad he knows me. And if you want Christ yet to know you, my friend, you must be in his word and study his word. That's why this program here, Chatting from the Word, is a program that will help you put a snap in your Christian walk, that will help you be closer to the Lord. So help us out here at Chatting the Word. We're going to go quickly into another song, and we're going to have a short lesson after the next selection, all right? After the next selection, we will bring a short lesson for you today. All right, just hold on. Here we go.
Oh,
conquered in the Lord, redeemed. You know, being anchored in the Lord has something to do with our lesson today. Okay, are you anchored in the Lord? Because if you are anchored in the Lord, you're going to recognize whatever comes your way, you can stay sturdy and strong and rooted in His Word. What about that, my friend? Are you truly anchored in the Lord? Yes, we said last Friday, a lukewarm Christian. That's something to think about, isn't it? Do you either anchor, do you either lukewarm, halfway in, halfway out? And if you that way, when storms do come, as our lesson said today, ye are little faith. All right? So before we get into the lesson, all you who do have your Bible, that's fine. I'm so proud that you do. But you all who need to go get your Bibles, go get it. We're going to wait for a little while because we ain't going to talk long today. So go get a copy of God's Word, and we're going to get off into peace. Be still. All right? Like I always say, I enjoy bringing lessons to you every day, Monday through Fridays, and twice on Mondays on YouTube. I really enjoy doing this. It would be a shame that I would have to pull both our shows down. Okay, so think about supporting us here at Chatting from the Word. All right, if you got a copy of God's Word, we're going to begin reading at verse 35. And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and that was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is that even the wind and the sea obey him? Oh, my friend, can you see it? Here, Jesus, and I believe sometimes when Jesus tells his disciples to do something like this here, he has something getting ready to happen here. Jesus said, let's go to the other side. And while they were traveling to the other side, they was in a ship, and other ship was around them. And all of a sudden, a wind built up. And when that wind built up, it took the waves and began to hit against the ship where they was. And the water began to fill up the ship they was in. Have you ever been in that situation, my friend? Here, and I know if you're a type of person that love boats and been on a boat and been out there in the sea, you've seen some rough waves, some rough storms. And I only seen them on TV, but I cannot even imagine how it must feel to be in a situation like that where you just don't know what to do. You are, in other words, you are helpless. All right. And here, Jesus himself, the Bible says he was in the hinder part of the ship. And what was he doing? He was sleeping, wasn't he? When those waves were beating against the ship and that water got into the ship, you would believe Jesus was getting wet. But the Bible says he was sleeping. Not saying he didn't know what was going on around him, because like I said, it was a reason why Jesus did what he did. And I believe he did that just to test their faith. You understand what Brother Oscar is trying to say? Time to get to the other side. And the other side I'm talking about, after we live this life, that went to sleep and the Lord wake us up, and we're going to get to the other side where he's at. Sometimes when the waves, the sea is going to bellow out, the waves and the water are going to get into the ship. But the thing is, if you are in Jesus Christ, if you're truly in his body, if you're truly having faith in him, he can quiet your life. He can quiet those storms. He can quiet when you're having financial problems. He can quiet when you're having health problems. He can quiet when you're having problems with your children. He can say, "Peace, be still." And the Bible said Jesus stood and said, "Peace, be still." And when he said, "Peace, be still," the wind ceased, and that was a great calm. Oh, my friends, sometimes we need Jesus in our lives to say, "Peace, be still." And when Jesus says, "Peace, be still," I can guarantee you, my friend, that will be a calm. That will be peace. That will be love. That will be oneness. That will be a togetherness. And today, my friend, the world needs Jesus Christ so they can experience that peace. Understand what Jesus is doing here. Just because, and imagine our life today. Just because you're going through some troubles in your life. Because we're going to go through some troubles. Even through the troubles. Even while you're traveling in the storm, you can have peace. Even when everything around you seems chaotic, you can have peace. Even when you don't think that everything's going right in your life, you can have peace. You can have that peace that passes all understanding. The peace that only Christ can give you. You understand what I'm saying, brother, my brothers and sisters? You understand what Brother Oscar is trying to convey to you? Although the storms will be raging high, problems will be there, you can still have faith in the Lord. Though you having problems, like the song says, you can still be anchored in the Lord. And if you're truly, truly anchored in the Lord, don't you know everything will be all right? Just place your life in the hands of the man that stilled the waters. Just place your life in the man that calmed the sea. Just place your life in Jesus and everything will be all right. Peace be still. We hope you're having peace in your life this afternoon, my friend. And the only way you can have that peace in your life is to be in Jesus Christ right away. It is so many ways out there to be in Christ. But there's only one way to be in Him. And that's in His body, in the body of Christ, in the church of Christ. And it's only 5 steps to get in there. You must hear, believe, repent, confess, and to be baptized. And then you must live faithful till the end. And that's the only way, my friend, you can have peace. And Christ can calm the sea, the waves. Christ can give you that peace that you need in your life. So, my friend, if you're not in the body of Christ, we hope that you get there. We hope that this program have helped you to understand God's word. If it have, and if you understand it, if you're not here with me in this city where you can call me, locate the Church of Christ that's in your area. Call them up and say to them, you've heard the word from Teddy from the Word, from Brother Oscar. Can you teach me some more, or either can I get baptized, making me a member of the body of Christ? I'm here to tell you, my friend, life is too short to be lost. So if I was you, I'd run as fast as I can to the nearest body of Christ and be saved. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you for all your bountiful blessings you brought our way. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's Mountain. Thank you, Father, for this program. Father, we hope that you help us to keep it on the air. Help us to keep on teaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Oh, Father, we pray for each listener. We pray that each listener have a grand day today and that we have said something to put a snap in a Christian world. A snap in a day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We'll be back on again tomorrow at 2. Our number is 657-383-0883. If you desire to call in for prayer or just to talk with your brother, you're welcome to do that. And we, as always, we hope and we pray that everyone have a good day, a good afternoon, and goodbye.